It's music time in Africa. Hello there, friends. Welcome back to our Music Time show. I'm Sue Moran, your hostess, with another program of popular and traditional music of Africa, performed by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We have a special show today featuring music of the kora, the famous West African harp played by some of the most outstanding contemporary kora virtuosos of Gambia, Senegal, Mali, and Guinea. So I hope you're planning to stay tuned in for this next half hour for Music Time in Africa. In ancient times, music in West Africa was played and sung by musicians belonging to certain musical families. And this tradition still remains to some extent, mainly through the descendants of these families. Most famous among the names of these families, known as griots, are the Diabate, Kouyaté, and the Sissokos, names you hear today among the professional musicians still performing and carrying on the tradition of kora playing. The kora itself, according to some historians, is not as ancient as some people think. Jolly Nyama Suso, Gambian kora virtuoso, and a descendant of the griot family Sissoko, tells us in his own words something about the history of the instrument and the music he plays.
Well, the kora is the last instrument come out. The kora come out in Kabu. You get one man who pulled kora out there, his name was Jalimadu Gleng. It's a long time, of course, my father was play kora, my grandfather do it, my great-grandfather do it. You know, that is a long time. Some people, they are kora player and singers. Some people, they are historians of the history of the peoples. This is where we do it. They know some of history of the peoples, because most of kora sons, like Kelefasani is not king, but he was great man. He gets his young son. Another son, his name Kedo. Kedo, that time the Fulas and Mandinka do fight. So this is the time they compose that songs. I know Kelefaba, Nteri Jato, Masana Sise, Bakar Bajakari, Katandau, Kura, Janjungo, Tutujara. What I'm teaching is this, it's not now songs. All songs before, what my father know and my great father know, history of the kora, that's what I'm teaching my students. It's good we to get some changes, you know, what first people doing and now people too, we're supposed to get changes. Of course, that times, people go to war and fight, and the griot play music and talk something to you what can make you happy and do fight well. But now people, they just want to be happy, so he can play a happy song for him or love song, something like that. Well, this song we're going to play, they compose it for one man. He's a very great man. His name is Kelefasani. And this Kelefasani is from Kabu. And then we get one king here, his name Mansa Demba Sonko. And this Kelefa come and help Mansa Demba for fight. In this country, Gambia here, when he come to the fight here and he die here in the Gambia, he's the one get these songs, Kelefasani.
Bye. kelefala minala banda, kelefala minala banda. Sane balama wela rimbaria, kelefala tambo wela rimbaria, kelefala napo wela rimbaria. Kelefa uluta mindole, biadi birikama. Kelefa nade famindole joka dubaria. Wakata mansa jamala jamano la wala mansa demba songo dita matakoto ni mara songo bijin songo na wagan songo kulanyan kumbwa dada songo zena moka nenderi yanga Beke mfati jalole beke mfati jalna jati beke mfati Waldek ma koy fala kala borla waldek ma koy fala kala borla waldek ma koy fala kala borla waldek ma koy fala seke ise bamang la nya seke ise bamang nam bamang nam bamang nam bamang nam bamang nam bamang o wajamana nam bamang
Jolly Nyama Suso, quarter player of Gambia, with a number called Kelafasani. Sunjulu Sisoko, often called the voice of the Kora, is also a descendant of the griot family Sisoko of Gambia. Sunjulu was truly born a musician and has the gift of talent that has brought him fame not only throughout West Africa, but also in Europe and in America, with the famous Ballets Africains group. His virtuosity on the majestic African harp developed from his upbringing in the Kora school in Casamance, legendary home of West Africa's poetic minstrels. Under the expert tutelage of his father, himself a master musician, Sunjulu not only learned to play the Kora, but also how to make his own instruments. His Kora has 21 strings, stretched across a bridge resting in the center of a calf skin, which in turn is stretched over a half gourd about 18 inches in diameter. The strings are attached to a pole between 3 or 4 feet long, and the instrument is placed on the ground and held straight up in front of the seated musician. The kora is one of the more difficult of the African instruments to play and requires long years of training and practice under a very competent teacher. This next selection, recorded by our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, when Sunjulu Sisoko was touring West Africa, is an ancient Mandingo song called Tiedo Deyanka Wale. Tiedo Dianca Wally, an old Mandingo court song sung and played by kora musician Sunjulu Sisoko. Sunjulu now performs a medley of three praise songs that are still popular and played just as frequently as they were by troubadours in the courts of the ancient West African kings.
Thank you.
In the Republic of Mali today, most of the professional kora players still bear names of the ancient griot families. Djeli Madi Sissoko and Sidiki Diabate, two of the most popular and talented musicians in Mali, combine their artistry in this lovely rendition of the classic Julukara Naimi. The lovely music of the kora, played by Djeli Madi Sissoko and Sidiki Diabate of the Republic of Mali. In Guinea, like Gambia, Senegal, and Mali, the names Diabate, Kouyaté, and Sissoko are part of the music history of the country. The same classical titles like Tara, Duga, Alalake, Koulandian, Sundiata, and others are performed by the professional musicians just as frequently as they are in the other West African countries. This next selection is the instrumental version of the ancient legend Tabara, played by a griot of the Diabate family. listening to the music of the West African harp, the kora, performed by some of West Africa's finest professional musicians of Gambia, Senegal, Mali, and Guinea. For the final selection in this special program of kora music, here is Sunjulu Sisoko once more, with his interpretation of a traditional Mandingo court song, Sira Babolo, sometimes called Kanu. He begins singing in the original language it was composed, Malinke, but then changes to Wolof, the principal language of Senegal today. Our time has finally run out, friends, but I do hope that you've enjoyed today's program of Quora Music from Gambia, Senegal, Mali, and Guinea. Next week, I'll have more recordings of popular and traditional African music for you. So goodbye for now, and do join me next week at the same time for Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 31, 41, 49, and 75 meter bands shortwave. And now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.